A falling apple inspires Newton. Archimedes shouts Eureka and dashes naked through the streets. A lone genius toils in isolation until, flash, the perfect idea arrives. These stories feel true because they're simple, romantic, and deeply embedded in our cultural imagination. But what if they're also dangerously misleading? What if our most cherished beliefs about creativity are precisely what's holding us back from genuine innovation? The uncomfortable truth is that most of what we think we know about creativity is fiction. And these myths don't just distort our understanding, they actively sabotage our creative potential. When companies like Google and Pixar restructure their entire innovation processes around debunking these misconceptions, perhaps it's time we examine what we've gotten wrong. Picture the Post-it note, that ubiquitous yellow square that seems like such an obvious, simple invention. Surely someone just had a brilliant flash of insight, right? Not quite. Spencer Silver at 3M developed a failed adhesive that wouldn't stick properly. Years passed. Art Fry, who'd attended Silver's presentation, sang in a church choir and grew frustrated with bookmarks that damaged his hymnal. One day, he connected Silver's weak adhesive with his bookmark problem. But even then, they hadn't cracked it. The real breakthrough came when someone realized these sticky notes could revolutionize office communication. From Silver's initial formula to market launch, 12 years. Not exactly a lightning bolt. Creativity follows a predictable process. Psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi identified 5 stages: preparation, incubation, stepping away, insight, evaluation, and elaboration. That aha moment? Stage 3 of 5, the visible tip of a hidden process. Teresa Amabile's research reveals 4 essential components: domain expertise, creativity techniques, task motivation, and social environment. Notice what's missing? Divine intervention or mysterious genius. Edison, Michelangelo, and Da Vinci worked on multiple projects simultaneously, allowing ideas to incubate in parallel. When you step away from problems, your unconscious mind continues processing through selective forgetting, breaking fixation on familiar solutions. Organizations reinforce the "I'm not creative" excuse by separating creatives from suits with different departments and dress codes. This prompted researchers to examine Einstein's brain and search for creativity genes. When researchers applied the 5-factor personality model, only one trait consistently correlated with creativity: openness to experience. Reznikov's study of 117 twins found little consistent evidence for genetic creativity. Some companies recognize this truth. At W.L. Gore & Associates, everyone begins as an associate without defined assignments, self-organizing around projects based on passion. When Ricardo Semler inherited Semco, he created similar fluidity. By 2003, Semco celebrated 10 years without a CEO decision and $212 million in revenue. Creativity isn't a rare gift, it's a universal human capacity. Steve Jobs threatened thermonuclear war against Samsung for stealing Apple's design, yet admitted, creativity is just connecting things. This reveals the originality myth, the belief that creative ideas emerge wholly formed from a single mind. On the same day in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell and Elisha Gray filed nearly identical telephone patents. Sociologists documented 148 scientific breakthroughs attributable to multiple people within similar timeframes. Newton and Leibniz both discovered calculus. 6 different people invented the telescope. These multiples occur because inventors work with the same available materials and cultural needs. Economist W. Brian Arthur calls this combinatorial evolution. Technologies inherit parts from predecessors. Shakespeare's Henry VI plays drew from Christopher Marlowe. Van Gogh copied influential artists. George Lucas combined spaghetti westerns, samurai films, and Flash Gordon for Star Wars. Nike's Just Do It was inspired by a convicted murderer's last words. Neuroscience confirms this. Creative individuals have more white matter in their brains, literally better wired to connect ideas across regions. The graphical user interface illustrates combinatorial creativity perfectly. Windows and Macintosh both evolved from Xerox PARC's Alto computer, which traced back through Vannevar Bush's 1945 concepts and Douglas Engelbart's ARPA work. J. Martin received $300,000 to develop a revolutionary prosthetic ankle. His PhD-level experts quickly concluded the project was impossible. Martin made a radical decision. He fired his entire expert team and recruited college students with basic engineering knowledge but no prosthetics experience. These novices, unburdened by preconceived limitations, succeeded through persistent trial and error. Dean Keith Simonton's research confirms that creative output follows an inverted U pattern. Physicists make their most influential discoveries before 30, social scientists peak in their 40s or 50s. However, declining creativity isn't inevitable. Mathematician Paul Erdos maintained extraordinary productivity by constantly entering new mathematical domains, publishing over 1,525 papers by repeatedly becoming an outsider in new fields. Werner Mueller, a retired industrial chemist with a home lab, solved a pharmaceutical problem for Eli Lilly through Innocentiv. These approaches work because they leverage perspectives from the edge of domains, people with enough knowledge to understand problems, but without fixed thinking patterns. Sometimes, the greatest barrier to innovation is knowing too much about why something can't be done. Frederick Taylor's scientific management linked pay to performance, revolutionizing industrial productivity for repetitive tasks. But this approach fails with creative work. Nearly 70% of U.S. job growth now involves jobs without known instructions, work requiring creativity over repetitiveness. Research shows intrinsic motivation, driven by internal desire and enjoyment, produces far more creative work than extrinsic rewards. Teresa Amabile's study found commissioned art rated significantly lower than pieces created for personal enjoyment. Edward Deci's 40 years of research confirms certain extrinsic rewards can actually destroy pre-existing intrinsic motivation. The MacArthur Fellowship exemplifies an alternative. Recipients receive $100,000 annually for 5 years with complete creative freedom, no proposals or expected outcomes required. This traces back to 1925, when 3M salesman Dick Drew, defying his manager's orders, invented masking tape after noticing auto shops struggling with two-tone paint jobs. His after-hours project soon outsold the company's sandpaper, leading 3M to implement a bootlegging policy, allowing employees 15% time for personal projects. Companies like Atlassian, W.L. Gore, and Facebook have adopted similar models, finding that autonomy yields far better results than traditional incentive programs. Thomas Edison didn't invent the light bulb alone. 22 people created incandescent lamps before his first patent. His innovation was Menlo Park, an invention factory where 14 specialists collaborated. Michelangelo had 13 artists helping paint the Sistine Chapel. Management professors Brian Uzzi and Jarrett Spiro analyzed 474 Broadway musicals, measuring team interconnectedness. They discovered optimal creativity balanced close connections for efficient communication with fresh perspectives preventing groupthink. At this sweet spot, shows were 2.5 times more likely to succeed financially. Pixar's creative process relies on structured conflict through dailies, where teams critically examine every animation frame. Research distinguishes destructive, interpersonal conflict from productive, task conflict focused on ideas' merits. Charlon Nemeth's experiment showed debate teams with criticism outperformed traditional brainstorming by 25%. Pixar employs plussing, requiring all criticism to include constructive suggestions. Constraints enhance creativity. When Jacques Brandis saw women in Mali painfully shelling peanuts, cost constraints led him to create a $50 device, dramatically improving efficiency. Teresa Amabile notes people freeze facing blank pages, but thrive with minimal structure. The combination of collaboration, productive conflict, and thoughtful constraints creates environments where creativity flourishes. Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door is a dangerous myth. Despite over 4,400 mousetrap patents, only 20 became commercially viable. Admiral William Souden Sims discovered a revolutionary naval firing method, but his 13 reports were ignored until he appealed to President Theodore Roosevelt. Kodak invented the digital camera in 1975, but shelved it, fearing customers wouldn't sacrifice film quality. The greater danger isn't theft, it's being ignored. Research by Mueller reveals a profound bias against creative ideas during uncertainty. While people claim to value creativity, they implicitly favor practicality when uncertain, creating a hierarchy of no, where managers reject innovations threatening their unit. Right Solutions overcame this with the Mutual Fund, an internal market where employees list ideas without approval, invest virtual currency, and volunteer time. In its first year, it generated 50% of new business growth. Creativity isn't a lightning bolt for the chosen few. It's a learnable process, a muscle strengthening through use. Your breakthrough won't arrive from the muses. It will emerge from deliberate, messy work, connecting ideas, embracing limitations, and pushing through resistance.